Greetings once again, network broadcasters. This is Phil L., offering you some helpful suggestions from the MOTA Council, the communications group within the Federation of Planets of our solar system. On our broadcast last week, we shared Sananda's Easter Sunday message through Nada Yolanda, announcing the great influx of spiritual energy now affecting all life forms on Earth, raising the planetary vibrations for the oncoming Aquarian Age. This week, we piggyback on this communique with a timely reminder of the tremendous assistance we have from our space brothers and sisters, who are here by the millions from other planes, planets, and dimensions to aid us on our journey into cosmic consciousness. As we have shared consistently through the years, the interdimensional, interplanetary space visitations are an integral part of the Second Coming program. All groups of extraterrestrials, whether from our own federation or from other star systems, are under the strict guidance and surveillance of the Hierarchical Board to participate peacefully and lovingly in the spiritual renaissance of planet Earth and its re-entry into the Federation of Planets. Ultimately, all space visitors answer to Sananda Jesus, Prince of Earth, for he also is Commander-in-Chief of all spacecraft activities on and about the planet. Assisting Sananda are Saint Germain Dr. Hannibal and Sumalt Peter, etheric commanders coordinating space sightings, landings, and energy broadcasts in the western and eastern hemispheres, respectively. There is no area on Earth that is not blanketed by a sophisticated network of manned and unmanned interdimensional spacecraft. Via special higher plane electromagnetic equipment known as Hieronics, the space brothers not only monitor the needs of individuals and groups, thereby assessing the receptivity of mass consciousness to space contact and to spiritual growth, but also broadcast Hieronic energies to help transmute our auric physical fields into the light body frequency. Hieronics actually accelerates the transmutation and realignment of the four lower bodies, mental, emotional, astral, and physical. Hieronics also is channeled through receptive lightworkers to balance the nature kingdoms, thereby helping to alleviate or even eliminate catastrophic earth changes. Before we delve further into Hieronics, though, let me remind everyone that the spiritual hierarchy has issued recent communiques through Nada Yolanda to prepare all on Earth for greater contact with visitors from other planets. For example, on September the 8th, last year, during Yolanda and Karine's Eastern Hemisphere mission, Lords Michael and Uriel, speaking of changes to the Devic Elemental Kingdoms and the balance of the planet, channeled the following. The realignment currently is underway. We already have allowed as much of a leeway transition period as possible, because we have trusted the incoming awareness of those lightworkers of Earth who have been assigned to the preservation of all nature forces which comprise the three-dimensional Earth forms. However, this now has to be transformed in order to adhere to the frequency balance of the entire solar system and all the dimensions surrounding each visible planet and those planets which are not visible with any three-dimensional senses. You are correct in surmising that this shall bring about much more activity and interchange with the space visitors, who all along have been cooperating and coordinating seriously, uncompromisingly, and consistently in the plan to help the transmutation of this planet's frequency from third dimension into fourth dimension during the next 2,000 years of Aquarius. Again, on February 1st of this year, in a communication at I Am Nation headquarters here in Elk Valley, Tennessee, Sananda stated, "I have released those spacecraft commanders who can assist you for anchoring the new energies into the planet. They do this through their instruments called Hieronics. However, in addition to that, please begin to expect frequent sightings individually and in collective meditations when it is possible." So, my friends, the word is out. Expect not only more overt physical contacts with the ETs, but also increased awareness of their transmutative energy broadcasts to uplift you into greater alignment with the light body. I can assure you that we of the staff have experienced these Hieronic beams recently and have worked conscientiously to handle the higher energies and to broadcast them to mass consciousness. For example, during Sananda's message on Easter Sunday, April the 4th, I was contacted Hieronically and was reminded that one can better handle these incoming energies if one remains in a state of absolute receptivity to the incoming light. Follow the path of non-resistance, I was told, meaning surrender yourself to the I Am Self with complete willingness to serve the highest good of all. Seek only to do Spirit's will, which is all good. These are the true safeguards by which transmutation will operate beneficially through the four lower bodies, raising you into alignment with the light body. Remember, the Space Brothers are here only to assist, never to harm or to interfere with our natural growth into Christ consciousness and light body demonstration. Hieronics works in full synchronization with the light body. These transmissions amplify and enhance the innate vibrational frequency of our spiritual form. Therefore, let us invoke and receive this assistance in a spirit of love, positive-mindedness, and cooperation. My friends, we are demonstrating a finely tuned interdimensional teamwork with our brothers and sisters of the Federation. We cannot just sit back and be passive, but we must be proactive in our desire to transmute ourselves and planet Earth into the fourth dimension. The space visitors certainly aren't going to do this work for us, but only in cooperation with us can they effectively assist in this accelerated dimensional changeover. Dr. Hannibal said it best in a channeling through Yolanda about Hieronics on October the 11th, 1968. "It is a cooperative venture, both with our efforts of projecting certain energy resolves toward you and you reaching up toward us for the acceptance and receptivity of that change." So now, how do we know when we are being contacted with Hieronics? Granted, much work is being done through us in the sleep state and at subconscious levels during profoundly deep meditation. But we also can discern overt signals, for an electromagnetic space beam can be felt physically. Reflect a moment. Have you experienced any of the following signals in your meditations in recent weeks? A pressure or clamp at the top of the skull or crown chakra, or a band of pressure across the forehead or at the temples? Sensation of an energy rod or a shaft of energy down the spine, which may be switched on and off suddenly. Heat or chill all over the body, or just on one side, which also can begin and end abruptly. Activation or revving up sensations in any of the various chakra centers, such as crown, third eye, throat, or heart. Hieronic transmissions, which are focused through the brain area, particularly stimulate the solar plexus. Also, one might feel tingling electrical charges or powerful jolts or even numbing sensations in various parts of the body, such as face, hands, or feet. Indeed, Hieronic beams can produce a distinct magnetic sensation throughout the auric field. During contact, other common physical reactions to the electromagnetic beams can include nausea, dizziness, headaches, goosebumps, sweaty conditions, and rapid heartbeat and respiration. But these symptoms are temporary, lasting only a few minutes or perhaps a few hours until one is synchronized with the change in vibratory frequency. So, my friends, be alert to these signals. If you are contacted, remain calm and centered. Focus on spirit, knowing that the Space Brothers are working wholly in tandem with your I Am Self to stimulate greater alignment with the light body. Often, their purpose will also be to channel these energies through your force field, acting as a grounding rod, to effect positive changes in your life, amongst your family and friends, those in your community on a similar brain wavelength, and all nature kingdoms in your environment. Broadcasters of love and light, as we go into meditation this week, let us return to the wise counsel of our elder brother, Dr. Hannibal. On January 17, 1971, in a communication through Yolanda, he advised, "Where you are working diligently to expand your own light and your own body consciousness to the point of becoming one with your own spiritual entity or energy within, the I Am Self, you might say, then you will have the support of those who are of the Etheric Spacecraft Program and Project. You will have great results wherever you may be in time or in the place of your projection. For there is no place on Earth that is not being covered. So, wherever you are and whatever you are doing, you have this additional support and claim. Use it. Think about it, contact it, coordinate with it, link up in the light body with its efforts for the entire planet and for your own segment of influence and for your own personal growth and development. Amen."